Fan. Welcome to the 2022 Initials Invitational. What? Presented by St. Paul Federal Credit Union.
Let's go.
Wow.
All right, we've made it to semifinal number one of the 2022 Initials Invitational, presented by St. Paul Federal Credit Union. Started with 32. We are down to the final eight. These four will square off. The winner advances to the heads-up final on October 7th. They will take on the winner of next week's semifinal. So it's been a whole bunch of games of four, but the finals will be heads-up.
Man.
And AJ, you and Sauce have gone through that in the past.
It's different.
It's a different beast.
Yeah.
But that's the finals. We're not worried about the finals yet. We're worried about the semifinals.
We are. And we're thankful to Initials presenter Cultivated CBD. If today's winner gets 6 points, all CBD products are 20% off. If the winner gets 7 points or more, all CBD products are 25% off. Just use the promo code Initials at CultivatedCBD.com. Offer valid through Sunday. Remember, you can always use the promo code KFA at CultivatedCBD.com to receive 10% off and enjoy free delivery to your door. Thank you, Cultivated CBD.
It's time for Initials Game 428 on the Power Trip, presented by Cultivated CBD.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Would you like to meet the competitors, Christopher?
I can't wait.
Parrish.
I cannot wait.
Marnie, Sawstack, everybody else who's sitting
scary.
Here. One of them is very scary?
Yeah. Yeah. He tried to high-five, or Parrish tried to high-five him walking down the hallway, and he didn't do it. He just kept walking.
Well, let's meet the competitors. Is the 12th seed on September 9th, which was a week ago. Eric Nordquist dispatched Mark Parrish, Amelia Santinello, and Tommy Olsen. Nordo, with a sixer in round one, impressed a lot of people. Eric Nordquist, the 12th seed. Hi, Eric.
Hey!
Nordo!
Don't talk over the music for a second here.
Today.
Sorry about that. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go.
Nordo is the 12th seed. The 8th seed hasn't said a word in the last 20 minutes. He is death staring everyone. On September 2nd, Ben Lieber got rid of Zach Halverson, Lil B, and John Bonus. He is 5th all-time in points, 5th all-time in wins. Hello, Ben.
Okay.
No talking?
No talking.
That's not going to serve you super well in this game.
No talking, talking.
He's in the zone. I'm loving it. The fourth seed, but 6th all-time in wins with 4 wins on August 12th. Olympic gold medalist Tyler George got rid of, 3 sleds. Justin Gard, Ron Johnson, and Kevin Faulness. Tyler, you were the 4th seed. A lot of people picking you before the tournament. You did what you were supposed to do in round one. How do you feel about round two?
Well, I got the right entrance music coming in. If you can't get on with Joe Esposito's You're the Best from Karate Kid, then just go home right now.
You said you got a lot of rest last night. You feel good?
I do. I feel rested, ready to go. I'm really enjoying Ben's performance here, too.
Yeah.
This actually kicks things up another notch. It's
method acting. It's outstanding.
It's great. You can keep talking all you want, Tyler, too, because that means he's not looking at me.
Here's the goat.
There he is.
He is the number one overall seed. He is the all-time wins leader with 145. He's won a billion of the majors. He got rid of Rosie, Max, and Mus.
You
got
to do his entrance coming in, too.
Right. He constantly tweets pictures or videos of Goldberg, so why not have the Goldberg music?
Yeah, where's the pyro?
The all-time GOAT.
We didn't get the clearance for it.
AJ wouldn't allow it.
Hey, AJ.
Hey, guys.
And AJ will be playing for Radco and Radco.com today. Uh-huh. If he wins, your entire order will be 10% off in-store or online at Radco.com. When you use the promo code INITIALS, discount does not apply to toppers. Get it done for him, AJ.
Let's go.
You were trailing at halftime of your first game.
Right.
But got your feet set, shook off the rust, and got it.
Business was handled.
Feel better about this one?
I wouldn't necessarily say so. I mean, you got to beat the best to be the best, right? So I think that this side of the bracket is going to put out the champion, and it's going to be one of the four of us. I mean, this is going to be a tough matchup.
You're sitting next to Tyler, who a lot of people think has the best chance of dethroning you.
Right.
Are you in any way, though, fazed by the mute that is Ben Lieber?
It's a weird juxtaposition because we know Ben is one of the nicest guys around.
Keep saying that.
But you also know he has this edge. He was a former NFL player, and we're seeing the edge.
He's a killer.
Maybe for the first time right now. I don't love it, but it's there.
And Nordo, You are the 12 seed, which out of this group is the lowest seed. So it is time for the jackpot, and it's going to come down to you here.
All right.
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
That's right. The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot is ready for you. Looking to buy a new car? Save money on your current car loan with St. Paul Federal Credit Union. Now offering car loan rates as low as 2.99%. Apply today at stpaulfcu.org/KFAN. Federally insured by the NCUA. You better get on the phones. 1-800-320-5326. Corey?
Yeah, $20,000 on the line. There's three packets. Nordo's going to pick either packet 4, 5, or 8. That's the game we're going to play. So those are the initials the caller is going to have to guess. If the caller gets one letter in the right spot, that person wins $250. If they get both, they win $20,000.
That's a lot.
And that's going to probably throw off the game a little bit. You guys will have to get rattled a little bit. But either way. While we're getting a caller, don't forget, you can get this home version at initialsgame.com.
Did you already pick the envelope?
You can just play it all day long if you want. At initialsgame.com, you can buy version 3. Nordo, what envelope do you want? 4, 5, or 8?
Numero ocho, por favor.
You're going 8.
Okay.
All right, by the way, no help from the studio audience. Don't say the answers or mouth the answers.
Don't say a word.
Don't say a word, right. We've learned that Chris gets hated on.
Yeah.
By even speaking. So studio audience, stay silent.
Like
by the
I'm
way, don't forget you guys have to say the answers correctly as well. Let's pull up the old caller here. Whoa.
There's a parrot.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hello?
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 This is Nick from Victoria.
What up, Nick from Victoria?
Hi, Nick. Is there a screaming kid in the background or something? What was that all about?
There sure is. She's 4 months old.
Good for you, buddy.
Oh, congrats, man.
Yeah, you could use this
cash. Get that money, dude.
New parents always need $20,000. You can win $20,000 if you simply say the right initials. What initials are you guessing?
We'll go with ST, strong teeth.
Ooh.
ST?
Yes, ST, strong teeth.
Strong teeth?
That's right, strong teeth.
Bizarre. He's going ST for a crack at $20,000. You have a four-month-old, a boy or a girl? I didn't hear what you said.
Girl.
Girl. What's her name?
Her name's Margo.
Strong teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got strong teeth, apparently. You're going for $20,000. If you have at least one right, you win $250. Does he have at least one right for $250 and a shot at $20,000?
We got one!
Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a while. We got one, Margo!
You and ST, both very, very common possible letters.
Come on.
Wow, this would be great!
Come on. Give
Nordo,
it to him.
You picked packet 8. You've already won him $250. You said Nick.
You're welcome.
Right? Nick in Victoria?
Mick with an M.
With an M.
Mick. Yeah. Oh, Mick. Okay,
Come on, give him.
Mick, if you have both in the right spot, you win $20,000 and you're the third ever jackpot winner. How would that feel?
Come on.
You ready?
That'd feel pretty sweet.
Come on.
He's going ST for a shot at $20,000. No.
Damn it. That's all right, buddy.
So,
stay on hold, okay?
Thanks to our friends at St. Paul Federal Credit Union. You know, you just won $250, though. That's pretty sweet. That's a lot of diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Right
you
on,
know
man.
What? Buy yourself something.
Yeah, buy yourself some diapers. All right, stay on hold.
Stay
don't
right
go
there,
anywhere.
Please.
We got a game to get to, but you did win $250. I don't think we'd had a winner since
it's
Fargo,
been a while.
Right?
Yep, that's
it's
right.
Like 2 months or something.
Nice.
The letter he got right was the S. The first letter was an S. The second letter was not a T. If he would have said SM, he would have $20,000.
Fox said it.
SM. Is everybody ready? I know Ben's not going to say anything, but is everybody else ready?
Yep.
Nordo, yeah. AJ, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler? Initial semifinal number one. SM number one.
Clue number one.
Connected to Undercover Orange and Steve Carell in 2008.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 1999.
Clue number three.
Changed names in 2016 only to change back in 2018.
Clue number four.
It's connected to the colors yellow, white, light green, and green.
Clue number 5.
Has changed formulas.
AJ.
Yep. 4, 3.
Sounds like it's dumb. Sierra Mist.
That's right.
Wow. Well done. I did not think that was...
Sierra Mist is correct. By the way, quick clarification.
How do they change names?
They changed to something else. I don't remember what it was, but then that's they realized nobody cared, and they went back to Sierra Mist.
Literally.
All of you are already into next year's tournament. The knockout rule, the getting shut out in round one does not apply to round two.
Okay.
So you guys are just playing for the win. There's no getting one right to advance to next year's tournament. AJ got Sierra Mist and is on the board. AJ has one. Here's number two of SM.
Clue number one.
Commonly has a negative connotation.
Clue number two.
Often applies an enormous amount of pressure.
Clue number three.
Often makes demands or requires special treatment.
Clue number four.
This is a relative.
Clue number five.
Often considered to be living vicariously through someone.
Tyler.
Yep.
Surrogate mother.
Oh!
Out for the rest of number two.
That's a good one.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
Child actors in theater or film are often guided by this parent.
Ben. Stage mom.
That's right.
There you go.
Stage mom or stage mother, absolutely. Ben's not silent, and he's on the board. Ben Lieber, stage mom or stage mother, gets Ben on the board. Ben has one. AJ has one. Here's number three of SM.
Clue number one.
Invests in real estate.
Eric?
Wow.
Okay.
Seed money?
Ooh, shooting pretty early there. I like it, though.
I just needed to say something.
Out for the rest of number three.
Clue number two.
Once connected to a gold piece of clothing.
Tyler.
Okay.
Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, my God.
Nordo's out. Tyler's out. We're down to Ben and
I wish that
AJ,
was right.
Who
that
would have been great. 1 point.
Clue number three.
Once wore all black in a dream.
Clue number four.
Often seen smoking cigars, signing autographs, or drinking.
Clue number five.
Known for his arrogance and his cheating.
Clue number six.
Debuted in 1996 and was the arch enemy of Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore.
AJ. Scooter McGavin.
Nope. Ben. Yep.
Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin. What a miss.
Scooter?
That could be the Tarkington moment.
Scooter?
Oh, my God. Shooter McGavin gives Ben Lieber the lead.
Man,
oh,
AJ.
Scooter McGavin. Look at Parrish. Scooter McGavin. No, it's Shooter McGavin, and Ben takes the lead.
Moron.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
This is big. All right. Ben has two. AJ has one. That might be the game changer. Here's number four.
Focus.
Here's number four.
Reel yourself in.
Of SM.
Clue number one.
Was mentioned in 2000's Castaway.
Clue number two.
Disney World in Florida has approximately 40 of these.
Eric?
Okay.
Spider Monkey?
Nordo out for the rest of four.
Clue number three.
This is a nickname related to the City of London and the Financial Center.
Clue number four.
This is connected to land.
Clue number five.
Is 640 acres. No clue.
Clue number six.
This is a measurement of area.
AJ, Ben.
AJ was first.
Square mile.
Yep. That's right.
Square mile, while Ben was right behind him, too. Square mile.
Whoa!
We have a tie. Ben has two and AJ has two, and we're through four. Still plenty of time. Nordo got off to a slow start last time and just crushed after getting six out of seven. Not too late for Tyler or Nordo. Here's number five of SM.
Clue number one.
Sometimes connected to theaters.
Clue number two.
Sometimes connected to aviation.
Clue number three.
Has a constant connection to technology.
Clue number four.
Commonly feature groups of kids.
Clue number five.
Often require tickets.
Eric?
Yeah.
Science Museum?
That's right.
There we go. Science Museum. All right, Nordo. See? Keep swaying. Nordo's on the board. Science Museum. AJ has two. Ben has two. Nordo has one. Tyler, how are you feeling over there?
Matt, I jumped the gun twice on ones I would have got. Yeah.
I mean, not you would have said Scooter McGavin,
yeah,
right?
I'm hoping
I wouldn't have.
All right. Yeah. Here's number six with Ben and AJ in the lead with two. Number six of SM.
Clue number one.
This is slang.
Clue number two.
This phrase has been around for almost 100 years, but became common in the 1990s and beyond.
Clue number three.
This is, in a sense, considered standard or traditional.
Clue number four.
This has a connection to speed.
Clue number five.
Connected to delivery. Clue.
Clue number six.
As opposed to electronic, this is a nickname of the Postal Service.
Eric.
Yep.
Snail mail.
That's right. Yep.
Snail mail. And Nordo's on the comeback trail. Snail mail.
Hell yeah.
Look at you.
We have a three-way tie. And high fives from Sauce. AJ has two. Ben has two. Nordo has two. We're halfway through the game. Tyler George yet to score, but there's still six items left. Here's number seven of SM.
Clue number one.
Connected to Johnny Bravo, Cow and Chicken, and Dexter's Laboratory.
Ben.
Okay.
Steve Martin.
Whoa.
Right, took a shot. Ben's out for the rest of number seven.
Clue number two.
Directly connected to the 85th Academy Awards.
Clue number three.
Was involved in Cosmos, which was hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Clue number four.
Was famously connected to a talking toy in 2012 and 2015.
Clue number five.
He voiced Mike.
AJ.
Oh, okay.
Is his name Seth MacFarlane?
Yep. That's right.
Seth MacFarlane is
nice.
Correct. All right. From Family Guy, All right. American Dad, Cleveland Show, and many, many more.
Is it Ted?
Seth
is that
MacFarlane, the... Ted, exactly. Yep. All right, that gives AJ the lead. AJ has three. Ben has two. Nordo has two. Five items to go. Everybody mathematically still in this. Tyler, plenty of time. Here we go. Number eight of SM.
Clue number one.
There are an estimated 60,000 plus of these in the United States.
Clue number two.
Commonly appear in a row.
Clue number three.
Often appear near busy roads.
Clue number four.
Commonly one story.
AJ.
Yep.
Strip mall.
Whoa. That's right.
All right, strip mall. I'm starting to pull away. Strip mall.
The goat.
The goat's starting to pull away. It's crunch time in semifinal number one. AJ has a two-point lead with four items left. Already, Tyler, you have to run the board to tie, but Ben and Nordo are just two back with four to go. It's getting close. AJ has a two-point lead. Here's number nine of SM.
Clue number one.
In its truest sense, features awareness.
Clue number two.
Connected to a great deal of danger.
Clue number three.
This is connected to an act or task.
Clue number four.
This can be connected to armed hostage situations.
Ben.
Ben.
Ski mask.
Oh, my God.
That's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
Did it. Ben's out for the rest of number nine.
Clue number five.
This is probably most famously connected to bombings. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Kamikaze is an example of one of these.
Eric.
Eric.
Suicide mission.
That's right. No.
Nordo.
What's up, Nordo?
Keep swinging, Nordo. Suicide mission. And you're one back with three to go. Tyler, that mathematically eliminates you, but I can promise you they don't need to tell you this. They probably want you to slow AJ down, so I'm sure they want you to keep swinging. AJ has four. Nordo has three. Ben has two. There are three items to go. Ben's still in this. Nordo's still in this. Here's number 10 of SM.
Clue number one.
Wisdom, justice, moderation.
Clue number two.
North to the future.
Clue number three.
Hope.
Clue number four.
The Star of the North.
Eric.
Yeah.
State motto.
That's right. Wow.
Those are all state mottos, and we have a tie.
What's going on?
The dark horse, Nordo, has tied up AJ Mansoor at four apiece. The first one was Georgia. The second one was Alaska. The third one was Rhode Island. Nordo knew that the Star of the North was the state motto of Minnesota.
Hope is a motto. That's it.
Rhode Island mailed it in. They mailed it
that
in.
That makes sense.
Ben, you need the last two to tie. Otherwise, we're going to come right down to the wire because Nordo and AJ each have four. Number 11 of SM.
Clue number one.
Was inspired by a horse.
Clue number two.
This is often connected to youth.
Clue number three.
Is considered attractive.
Clue number four.
This is informal and slang.
Clue number five.
Often dates many women.
Ben?
Ben.
Single mom?
That's a cool mom. I'm in on that. No, Ben is out for the rest of number 11. We're down to Tyler, AJ, and Nordo.
Clue number six.
This is a fit, muscular man. Most women would find...
Eric
for the lead.
Swordsman?
No, let me finish. We're down to Tyler and AJ. Now everybody's cheering for Tyler here. You guys are, at least. Here's the rest of number six.
Clue number six.
All I could think of. Is a fit, muscular man that most women would find sexually attractive. Five, four, three.
AJ.
Yep. Five.
Supermodel.
No. Tyler. Five, four, three, two, one.
I got nothing.
Hawk, do you know it?
Stud Muffin.
That's two words.
Stud Muffin is the correct answer. That was a tough one and leaves it down to the wire. We're going to have a walk-off. Swordsman. That was the best.
That's probably just one word, right?
I like single mom and swordsman. They're both funny guesses. I like them. All right, so here we go. It's down to this.
Shoot.
Ben and Tyler are mathematically eliminated, but feel free to keep playing because, of course, if one of you gets it, we send it to a tiebreaker anyway. Nordo and AJ going for the walk-off win. Here's number 12 of SM. Winner goes to the Heads Up Finals October 7th.
Clue number one.
Drew blood in 2014's Annabelle.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 1986's Three Amigos.
Ben.
Ben.
Steve Martin.
Ooh. Made sense. Made super Ooh. Sense, but incorrect.
I would have guessed the same thing.
Ben's out for the rest of 12.
Clue number three.
A well-known one is a singer.
Clue number four.
In 1755, a German-born engineer was awarded a patent.
Clue number five.
These can be found in the home, factories, or craft stores.
Tyler. Sewing machine.
That's right. Yeah, sewing machine, which means we have a tiebreaker for everything.
That's right. Just here for fun.
Comes down to this. Three clues in a tiebreaker. If you ring in and get it wrong, your opponent gets to hear the rest. If you get it right, you're on to the finals. The number one seed, AJ Mansoor, versus the number 12 seed, Eric Nordquist. Here we go. Tiebreaker, SM.
Clue number one.
Can be by choice or from tragedy.
Clue number two.
Has a dependent.
AJ.
For the win.
Damn it.
Single mother.
Yeah. That's right. Single mother!
Congrats, AJ. Congrats, buddy.
Hey, Ben, you're back.
Congrats, Ben. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Nordo, you made a sweat.
Come on.
My goodness. That was super good.
Good work, everybody. Good work, AJ.
Good job, Nordo.
That was something else. Scooter McGavin would have lived in Power Trip infamy.
It still will.
If that cost you everything, though, that almost did.
It still will. I want to take a quick moment real quick. Glad I won because I wasn't going to want to dedicate a loss, but dedicate this win to our friends and neighbors, the Yonkers. Really big day for their family today, so we're cheering for them. We know they're cheering for us, but good luck with everything today, Yonker family, and that one's for you. There we go.
Good win, man.
Good job, AJ.
Wow. AJ will be heads up for the title on October 7th.
Well done,
AJ. Face either John Creasel, Brandon Molesky, Frank Vassalero, or Aaron Gleeman. That semifinal is next Friday, but AJ heads up for the title on October 7th. Nordo just had so many swings and misses the first four or five.
Nordo, holy
again,
smokes.
Caught fire.
I know.
Nordo's just a late bloomer, man. Man.
Nordo is legit.
And don't forget, right now, all weekend long, 10% off your entire order in-store online at radco.com using the promo code INITIALS. Thanks to AJ. Discount does not apply to toppers, but thank you. And go to Radco and radco.com.
Swordsman.
Hell of a battle. Swordsman was a great guess.
You know who was a swordsman? Scooter McGavin.
I'm sorry.
Ben Lieber. I thought single mom was a terrible guess. When I said it, I'm like, oh, that's a terrible guess.
Oh, you're talking?
But then you end up using it.
Yeah.
No, I'm back.
But I'm a tiebreaker.
Dude, I do love because right before you said single mom, he said dates lots of women.
Yeah, that's what I did.
It's a fun mom.
Okay.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. Congrats to AJ.
Wow.
We're back after this on The Fan.
Right.